Dave.
Just as a follow-up, I'll make a comment, and I'll make it in general to both user groups. I think that what neither group has really addressed in their comments, the RAP saying keep the areas closed and the groundfish people saying open them up, but if they can't be open, then close them to everybody, is what effects do closed areas actually have on fish populations? That's the question that needs to be answered here. And after this, you know, pick a number, 16, 19-year science experiment, you know, have we got any positive proof that anything actually happens? And I would posit to both groups that, again, in temperate zones, fish respond primarily to bottom water temperature, and therefore closed areas have very minimal impacts in terms of do the fish stay there? No, they don't. They move in and out of them based on water temperature. Spawning closures have impacts. Spawning closures have impacts because the fish are there, they're aggregating to spawn, and most of the lost, especially round fish, have courtship rituals that need to be protected. Those areas should be closed to both commercial and recreational fishing. They should be identified and closed during the time of spawning. Not year-round, because they don't spawn year-round. It's usually like a six-week thing. But I think motions like this are dangerous, whatever industry group they come from. Because they basically say to everybody else, if I can't have mine, you're not going to have yours. So I think the best thing to do with these types of things on both sides is to let them collect some dust.
Okay.